Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. At hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
You are listening to KC Sports Network, proudly presented by M-Prize Bank. Coming up, the latest in Kansas City soccer coverage from KCSN, featuring No Other Pod with Jimmy Mack and Daniel Cooser. Currently, with Daniel Cooser and Chris Wright, and Soccer Talks with Ali Trost-Martin, KC Sports Network is your new go-to for Kansas City soccer coverage. Make sure to hit that follow button so you don't miss anything. And now, let's get to it.
What's happening, everybody? Thanks for tuning in to your favorite KC Current podcast. It's currently here with the Teal Boys, Daniel Cooser, and Christopher Wright. Chris, what's up, dude?
Oh, not a whole lot, man. Did you enjoy your extended weekend?
Extended weekend, yeah. A little three. It's the worst. All right, let's talk about Memorial Day for a second. Because, dude, Tuesday now feels like a Monday, and you're all messed up, dude. Tuesday dragging into work is just the worst feeling. Tell me I'm wrong.
It just makes me wish I could win the lottery and not have to work for the rest of my life, because it gives you enough to like not want to work ever, but then you just got to go back and grind it out, man.
Dude, I know. I had some freaking pool time on Monday. That was a good time. Beautiful day for it. You know, a heck of a sporting win on Sunday. Not so much KC Current win on Friday. I guess we'll talk about it. Fine. You twisted our arm. We'll do it. But did you do anything, though, for the holiday?
Not really, man. Just kind of, you know, went to the Current game, played some kickball. I'm in a kickball league. So,
yes,
I was unable to make it to the sporting game, which is probably why they won. But
right. Stay away.
We're going tonight. So should be a good time, hopefully.
They are screwed.
But other than that, man, just kind of relaxed.
Just relax. Well, we should have had you down to the pool. Could have been fun. But, you guys, thanks so much for tuning in. We're it's bad times right now. We're in the cellar, all right? We're the cellar dwellers. And KC Current's got a lot of work to do, and we're going to talk about it and maybe see how we can make that happen. But first, guys, I got to say something. I am tired of reading 5-star ratings and reviews on the sporting side of things. If you've yet to go leave a review on our KC Sports Network soccer channel on Apple Podcasts, head in there and do it. And thank you to everyone who's done it on Spotify, Stitcher, all those other apps that don't let you leave reviews. But Chris and I are dying to read a KC Current specific review. You know, I read all this sporting stuff. Thanks for coming at us with all the sporting talk. You guys are funny. You're great. Yeah, we know. But me and Chris need some love, man. Or Chris is going to leave me one of these days. He'll be like, does anyone even listen? I can't have that. So hit us up with a review. If we had one, had we had a KC Current specific one?
I don't think so. I've had a DM say that they love to listen to us, but
yeah, we've had DMs. Yeah. We don't need DMs, man. Get the reviews going.
I love it all. Anything I can get, man, I'll take. But reviews, right, That's where it's at.
That's true. And hey, if you want to just sing our praises, you can send us an email, nootherpod@gmail.com. People send their long form poetry all the time to that stuff. So
just keep it going. Dude, keep it people going. Write man some, loves it.
People write some novellas from time to time. It's there's some long shit in there. I'm like, okay, I need to set aside 15 minutes to read this masterpiece. Anyways, man. Friday came and went. Friday was a game that we thought you got to get on this. You got to jump on this team. You got to win. You got to get these points at home. You shouldn't lose 2-0 to Houston. And God dang, if we didn't lose 2-0 to Houston, man, I'm in shock and awe right now. I see so much power on this team, so much promise, you know, credibility, just great players, and yet we're not getting it done. I'm kind of scared. I mean, is it too early to say we're scared? When is too early, you know?
I think we're right in that area where it's not too early, but we're not far from being too early. You know, we are 9 games into a 22 game season, almost halfway. We have 6 points.
Six, bro.
You know, like you mentioned, on paper, incredibly talented team. Injured, we're very injured, but also very talented. I think where that talent kind of lacks is the defensive side, which we've talked about. Like, everybody sure knows that. You know, at the beginning of the season, you know, I kind of wish they would have done something more defensively instead of just rely on ball and a drafted center back.
Yeah. What was going on? Remember the beginning of the year? We're like, oh, hey, we signed more midfielders. Oh, hey, we signed some more wingers and whatnot. Are we going to ever have any defense? Like, no, dude, we just stacked everything else. And it just felt like something's missing. And that's it. Our defenders are yelling at each other after goals now. They're having it out. They're mad. Like, no one's happy about the way things are going. Casey Current posted on Twitter, it's only up from here. And it's like, well, yeah, no shit. We're last place. You can't go further down. I mean, we got to go up.
So to give you a quick bit of perspective, last year, we had 2 wins, 2 draws, and 5 losses.
Oh, are you serious?
Yep.
So we had 8 points at this time last year.
Yeah, and then that was also when there was the Olympics, but they didn't have a break during the Olympics. So when all the national team players were gone, that's when we made our big jump.
Of course.
There's a World Cup break this year. So
there's a break.
So we're not going to have any regular season games, by the way, where we can, you know, benefit from national team players being gone.
Look, I've never
the hard way.
Yeah, I've never wanted this break more. Like, I need it. I think the team needs it to get their freaking mind right. To I don't know, man, to just wake up, because they know, dude, they know the quality on this team, and it's just not happening. Getting shut out at home, dude. Like, it's the worst feeling for a player and for a fan. And there's real conversations going on at when do you move on from the interim coach? Like, that's a real thing that fans are talking about. When do you?
Everything is so up in the air right now. It's not a fun situation for us to be in. I mean, the World Cup break, do you really analyze and see, do we make a move during the World Cup break? The Women's Soccer League in Europe, I believe a lot of the leagues are over for the regular season. You know, some might have Champions League and stuff like that. Do you try and go poach somebody overseas? You know, there's a lot of fan hope that Vlatko could potentially, if the World Cup, you know, national team doesn't shake out for him, or if he wants to leave, he lives in Kansas City. This would be an easy, a perfect fit. He has a relationship with the Longs, you know, could that happen? I don't know. We're just stuck. We're stuck at the moment because you don't want to make 2 changes, you know, 2 or 3 changes during the year, right? You just want to stick with somebody and hope that you can right the ship. But I don't know where we go from here.
Look, it's rough, dude. I said this to Jimmy when we recorded No Other Pod this week. And I said, I used to be a little more excited to record on the Casey Current side because there was promise, there was ambition, you know, this was going to be a good season, good team. Now I'm pretty excited to record the Sporting side because there's a little bit of optimism over there. They're dropping 4 goals on Fools. You know, it's things just shift so fast in sports, man. And that's why we love it and we hate it. And Casey Current parted ways with their coach very early on. And so now this ain't getting it done. So I don't know what needs to happen, man, but I do think some player additions, some roster movement should happen this summer, right?
Absolutely. It kind of makes you wonder, do we trade for a defensive player? You know, I don't know who we trade. I don't know if we try to go overseas, if we try to stay within the league. You know, we have two quality defenders who are out in Loetta and Ball. You get them back. I mean, we're in better shape, but it still feels like there's a lot of work to do. You can't go half of the year with a rookie and a trialist free agent who I think they've played well, but not good enough. And that's kind of where we're at.
That's where we're at, man. That is where we are at. Listen, you can't run a team through one person. And one of the main storylines of this game was they had Dabinia covered all the time. But that's where someone else has to step up. Because if two people are on one person, then that is going to leave someone else freaking open. Like, obviously, that's how you do it. You take advantage of the double team. It's like that in every other sport. You know, people double coverage on Tyreek Hill or something, or double coverage on Azubuike from KU or something. You know, then that leaves a shooter open. So I just don't think it's fair to put everything on Dabinia's back sometimes and expect her to carry this team, because she's not. She's not going to be able to. That's just unrealistic to carry a team of 11 women to victory every time. So who the hell steps up, dude? CeCe Kaiser shows good promise every now and then on the wing. She puts it in the back of the net when she's able. But who else?
I think it's a group effort who are below their expectation right now. I think Cooper, you know, we made a big trade. Lynn Williams, 5 goals in the league.
And what's she doing now on the team? What is their where's their team ranked?
First
freaking place. What the hell is that?
I mean, we did beat them, but you're right though. Like, it doesn't matter if we beat them if we're last, right? So
yeah,
we need more from Kaiser. We need more from Cooper. We need more from Larson. Hamilton's just got back. Hopefully we can get a boost there. But our bottom line is we need more. Kaiser has been great, but she also, when it comes to like expected goals, she has the most missed opportunities. You know, we'll talk about another one during this game that just happened, but we just need more from that attacking group. I don't know if it's chemistry. I don't know if it's a midfield. We need to give them better opportunities, but that position group needs to be better.
Here's some great quality for you. Haley Mace is fucking class. She's class, dude. But where does she shoot the ball every time? Into the stands. She's not even like forcing something out of the keeper. So it's like, where does that become a problem of just, okay, go take a million shots in practice. Go practice that every time. Have someone kick you the ball and you put it on goal. Because everything I'm seeing, she blasted into the stands. What's that about?
I don't have an answer for you, but going back to the Kaiser part, which talks about Mace here, she had a great opportunity. I mean, Mace was running to back post. She was wide open, a good passing lane. Kaiser decided to try to cut up, you know, up through the box, two or three defenders. And I think her ball just went wide, or she didn't have that great of a look, but Mace was right there. Now, I don't know what Mace would have done, but that would have given our team the best opportunity to score the ball in that moment. And we're just not make it.
I think I could tell you what she would have done. I'm sorry.
Maybe the result would have been the exact same, but
I don't know.
You know, we got to set up ourselves in the best position to score. And we've had a lot of moments like that where we've had those opportunities and either we're not being selfish enough or being too selfless. And we're just, you know, not being selfish when we should be. Yeah, a combination of all that.
I just, man, you never expected Croy Soto to play so many minutes. You never expected this person to just be picked up on waivers, so to speak, and to come in and immediately have to play and be an impact on this team, because what are your other options? You know, so
yeah,
it's weird. It's weird. She was what? She was one-on-one with Diana Ordonez. Was that the goal?
That was the goal where, first of all, that's a defensive failure from the beginning. There's no reason any center back should be one-on-one with a top attacker, right? There's no reason. You don't want to have one-on-one and then a keeper.
Yeah.
That's just not what you want in a defense. And yet Ordonez was one-on-one with Soto, And Ordonez was kind of falling. She, you know, shifted her body. She used her body as a shield, first of all, shifted her weight, and then just put her foot on the ball past Miller. But it just seemed like Soto was slow to recognize the situation. And when watching it live, it happened right in front of us. Watching it live, it just felt like Soto didn't expect the shot, maybe. She didn't extend her foot. It just, everything was kind of slow. She got herself put in that situation by the defense, and then, you know, she didn't perform well in that moment.
It shouldn't have to be like that, right? It shouldn't have to be like that. And, dude, it just, by the way, I just read that it was Haley Mace's 50th NWSL appearance. No. So that's something, I guess. Congrats to that. Always feels so weird. I don't know. Do you want congrats? I mean, is it it's an expectation, right? To play at least that many?
You would hope, you know, injuries take place and everything, but anybody who gets 50 games, that's kind of cool.
But I got to tell you, I didn't ever want to say this, but I'm going to get bored. I'm going to get bored if we don't start getting things done. And I'm always going to go to the game, right? I'm always going to appreciate, I'm always going to watch, but I can't be that guy that's just like, oh, well, you know, better luck next time. Because you just can't. You're paying money, you're spending hours out of your week to be there, and it's you watch them at TV, you watch them at home, trying to steal CBS Sports Channel from somebody. CBS Sports Network. You were on like freaking Turkish live streams trying to find
I was like watching Eastern European streams trying to get it to work. And I was not successful. But
that's how I used to watch football games when I didn't have like Red Zone or Sunday Ticket or whatever. I'd be, oh man, I'd hook my laptop up to the TV, get some freaking Russian ads and shit. It was weird.
You got to deal with like 35 pop-ups, and then you hope that, you know, it's done, and you just like leave it still. So nothing else happens.
You don't touch it. And you're just like, I wonder how much porn is being loaded onto my computer right now. How much spyware or whatever. It's just whatever. Football, baby.
It's not how I want to live, but that's how I'm living at the moment. So
that's how it is, baby. Porn me up. Here we go.
Oh man. But it's just frustrating, man. And I tell you what, who is probably just as frustrated are the Longs, right?
Oh yeah.
They brought in all this talent, all these players, generated all this buzz, building a new stadium, making bold moves in the draft to get Cooper. And then we're in last place. He does not strike me as a guy. And he obviously runs a very, you know, good business with Palmer Capital. He does not strike me as a guy who this is acceptable to him. He's beating down the door somewhere trying to fix the situation.
With his big bear paw of a high five hand, he knows what he's doing. little side note, anyone who's new, that man gave me a high five in DC at the championship game and like broke my hand. So
it was a very intense high five. Like there's nobody more pumped up than that man.
Oh, it was kind of cold. So I was like, oh my God, my hand is on knives. bad deal. But love him. Hell of a time. Haven't washed it since. No. Dude, let me walk it back for a minute. I don't want to say I'm going to get bored of watching this team because there's talent, there's quality, there's promise. But with promise becomes expectations. And we want to see goals, man. And we want to see less goals from the other team. And I think that is having consistent defensive line, consistent goalkeeping. We don't know who's going to be goalkeeper from one week to the next. We might see Franch this Saturday. We don't know. I don't have a fix, dude. I think everyone's just got to get their shit together and start playing like they know they can play.
Last year, it felt like but a different mentality, right? We're the underdog. We're the scratcher team. We're 12th place, right? We're at the bottom. We clawed our way back throughout the regular season, and we were the underdog. It was a while before we were expected to win games that we were winning. Like that was our mentality going to the playoffs. We beat Houston. We beat OL Reign, which nobody thought we would do. We were just the underdog team who had just that dog in them. And right now our team is more talented, but that mentality's gone. Or at least I don't see it. I mean, they do have urgency when they're down. They do have urgency, but you should, right? You should. But I don't know if there's a team mentality that changed, but it just feels different from last year.
Well, dude, I'd feel better if these teams were actually beating us, but we're beating ourselves. Whether it's a short back pass to the keeper or a defensive error here or not marking someone on a set piece, which is where this second goal came from in the 54th minute, was for off of a corner kick. You never want to concede off a corner kick. Like, it should always be one-on-one. No one gets to that ball. Done deal. Well,
it was the ball went to the back post, right? Yeah. Ali Prislock headed it in. It looked like Miller... The angle looked like Miller maybe probably could have made a play on the ball, but it was also right in front of two defenders. Yeah. So, man, it was a mistake. It was another lapse of concentration. It was something that should never happen. And both of those goals, we shouldn't have been in that situation, but we were. And like you said, the main theme this year that I can see is that we are making simple defensive mistakes and we're missing our opportunities. Exactly. Those two together equal us being in 12th place. That doesn't mean we can't fix it.
Yeah.
But we're going to have to start, and we're going to have to start now.
Well, some things of note here real fast. Cooper didn't start. That was weird. Kaiser started, but then Cooper came on at halftime, which is like, okay, weird. Good to see Delfava get out there for a good 30. And Labonte got out there for 30 minutes. And Kristen Hamilton got out there for 30 minutes. So I kind of saw it as a little more rest for such as Labonte and Cooper. Don't you think? Rest them and then get them in the second half.
It kind of felt like they're managing minutes a little bit as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's been a long stretch of soccer too for him, by the way.
Right. And you know what? I want to put this game behind us. I want to come back, talk about Pride Night coming up this Saturday. Very exciting night, June 3rd. So that'll be good. In the meantime, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Thanks for listening to KC Sports Network. Make sure you download our new app. Find it on the App Store or Google Play. Just search KC Sports Network.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Entertain, educate, inform. KC Sports Network.
And we're back, baby. What's dude? Did you watch Ted Lasso finale? No, you're not a Ted Lasso guy.
No, I just got Apple TV, yeah. So I'm really excited about it, but I have not started it yet. But yes, I plan on binging it here pretty shortly.
Because we're family now. It's all about family, baby. Fast and Furious.
We sure are. Yep.
Hey, June 3rd, this Saturday, Pride Night. It's Pride Month, man. Pride Month is, I'm an ally for this kind of stuff. I love it. And I just relish in one of the biggest things, music, baby. LGBTQ plus and all that, they got great music, and I'm all about it. Right? That dance shit, right?
I love it. I absolutely do. It's one of my favorite months. It's one of my favorite times to be a sports fan too, because there's always a lot of fun things they do.
Should we paint our body? Should we have rainbow tattoos on our face? Because I'm not above that.
I mean, they do have face painting out there. You're more than welcome.
I know they do.
Get it on there. But yeah, I love the, oh gosh, the numbers when they have the rainbow numbers, and a lot of times they auction off the jersey for a good cause. It just feels like that themed game is you know, one of the most enjoyable for me. So
it is. They're running a little ticket package right now, man. I think for like $100, you get a ticket, parking pass, a Pride scarf, a Pride hat, and a Pride decal and magnet. It's kind of cool.
There you go.
Perfect. You know, $100. I don't know. What's a hat? $20? Scarf? $25, $30?
Yeah.
What am I auctioneering? $25.
Breaking it down for us.
God dang. Yeah, dude. So I'm excited for this game because, well, we need to win. We need to win. These are points at home again. North Carolina Courage, though, was our first freaking game this year, which was at North Carolina. What did we lose?
One nil.
Yeah. So they're sixth in the table right now. They, you know, goal differential of 0. They've scored 10, allowed 10. But it's, hey, they're above us. They're in the playoff conversation. We can't touch the playoffs for a good while. It's time to go on a run, my friend. And I don't know. I don't know whether I want that run to be right now or if I want it to be after the World Cup break, because you could go on a run and then that break just kills your momentum, you know?
I mean, at this point, can we choose when we make a run? You know,
can we just do a run both for both times? Can we just do a run now and then?
Yeah, absolutely. Let's make that happen.
Works for me.
We're gonna have to turn around, man. Like you mentioned, they're 6 in the table, 14 points. They have the third lowest expected goals in the league. There are 3-0-2 in their last 5 games. They tied Portland, beat Louisville, and they beat the OL Reign. They're a tough team, man, and they're a team that thrives off of just possession. Like, they don't do anything crazy. Last year, the Courage had Dabinia, they had Ordonez. They were a team who will score four goals but give up 3. This year, completely different team. They're just like they're a passing team. They don't take many risks. They don't give many goals, but like they have the most. They lead the league in possession with 58.5%. Just to give you a heads up or some context, the second the team who's in second place with average possession is at like 53.
Oh, wow.
That's how much they love to control the game. They lead the league in like accurate passes. They have the most clean sheets. They're just a defensive-minded team, and they don't attack much on the outside. Everything flows to the middle with short and medium passes. It's kind of a boring style to watch, but it's an effective style. And it's a style that's going to give us a lot of problems.
Well, God dang, dude, you got anything good to say? Fucking.
Well, every week I go through stats for the Current, right? I just try to find some fun stuff, and I couldn't find much fun stuff. So no, I had to take a look at the Current, man, or the Courage. And they're just a midfield minded possession team, and you know, the third fewest crosses in the league and the second fewest shots on goal and the fewest big chances created. So they don't generate a ton of attack, but they just possess the game, and we're gonna have to find a way to take them out of their rhythm. We're gonna have to find a way to dominate the game. And if you remember the very first game, they attacked the space. They dominated the space of our midfield. And it's going to be a challenge, sir.
Well, that sucks. Why don't we just call it a week, I guess. you got to get some redemption here. I know you played them your first time out, you know, your first game, see who you are as a team. Let's see if we get along. And well, you didn't, and you haven't been. Like, we're just losing, dude. We are losers this year, and I'm sick of it. I'm done. Now, if there's one thing of positivity that you brought out here, is letting me know that last year at this time, we only had 2 wins. And I'm like, shit, we're going to the championship. We're going to the doggone championship because you just said that. Like that only makes sense to me. Okay, we're on pace for the champs. All right.
And then last year, if you remember, the like spot, what was it, 2 through 6 or 2 through 7 or 2 through 8, it was a battle to make the playoffs. It was, I think it was like 2 or 3 points decided who was going to make the playoffs and who wasn't.
Yeah.
And another positive point here, the Courage was last place last year and they missed out by probably like what, 3 or 4 points. Mm-hmm. So you can make that run. It can happen. We have a talented team. We just got to put it together, man. And I really hope Ball can turn it around. When she comes back, and maybe Gautreaux, because we're gonna have to. We have no other. We're gonna have to do something defensively.
If that's what we're relying on, though, one or two players to come back into the fold and win games for us, like that's unrealistic. Elizabeth Ball, as great as a player as she is, very physical, very fun to watch. She's not going to change the defensive line. I just don't see that happening. By the way, one thing we didn't really mention, Addison Merrick had a hell of a game last Friday. She was very fun to watch. Would you agree?
Did you see that bone-crunching slide she did?
I thought she murdered her. I thought she killed her. I was like, she broke this woman's fibula or tibula. I don't even know. It's broken. She killed her.
She had a fun game. She's probably one of the most enjoyable slide tacklers on the team, but also one of the most risky.
That tackle was literally right in front of us, by the way. We were sitting right there, and it just goes, boom! And you heard the ball, and you were like, oh, God. She killed her. She took her life.
I was expecting both of them to stay down for a long time, and they both kind of got up. And I think they saved the ball.
What is this, men's soccer? Of course they popped right up. What are you talking about?
I don't know. I think I'm more optimistic than you are. I think I'm a little more glass half full. But
we don't even have a glass, bro. The glass is gone. There's no glass. You're pouring into nothing. You're all over the counter.
Somebody needs to hand me a glass because
you need a glass.
We need a glass. The comeback has to happen now. We're gonna have, even if it's a draw, we're gonna have to start building some momentum. And you know, Caroline, who's obviously an incredibly good attacker, she's fast. She always terrorizes us. Brazil.
Right. Singular name. I could have guessed it.
Yep. Denise O'Sullivan is a Irish midfielder who's really good. And then a lot of their assists come from Naomi Miura.
Easy for you to say.
Yeah. So, I mean, we're just going to have to limit their chances and make the most of ours, which have not been, the theme of the year.
Not been great, dude. I'm interested to see how things are even different this week. I mean, I see a lot of training photos and videos of these women having a good time. They're laughing. And I'm like, stop that laughing. There's work to do.
You're a disciplinarian, aren't you? You like what? No happiness, no nonsense, you know?
No.
You're done in business.
Not really. I know that's silly to even say. I'm absolutely jesting here. But there is I don't know, dude. When I played football in high school, there was a sense of but basketball too. If you're on the bus ride home and you lost that game, you better not be joking around on the bus. You better not be having fun. And I look back on that and I'm like, man, goddamn Nazi Germany on the bus, dude. We weren't allowed to have fun at all because Washington Royal football, we didn't win a lot. So you're driving home on those charter buses, just in your feelings. Don't really have cell phones, you know?
That's funny. But last year, the team was having fun, right? When we talked to low, like we're good when we're having fun and we need that back. And one thing that I did notice after they scored their first goal, Ordonez scored, the team rallied together. They huddled up and they were like, I think it was DiBernardo, because she was the captain, but she was trying to rally the troops, you know, get the team to focus, stick to the plan. And it didn't work. But you can tell that they truly care. Things are just not breaking their way. And by the way, there was a handball in the box, by the way. Did you see the picture of that?
Did they not review that?
They did not review it. I'll send you the picture after this recording. But it was a clear handball.
I'm sure we were mad at the time.
At first, I thought it was like on the side of her, so like her arm was in a natural position. That's why I didn't get upset about it. When I saw the replay, it was extended. Right. When I saw the picture, it was extended. So it should have been a PK. It just kind of felt like, you know, that's the way, you know, the balls were bouncing. But we just got to turn it around.
Got to turn it around, man. Let's take another quick break, and we'll come back for a couple little tidbits. Hang on right there.
Thanks for listening to KC Sports Network. Make sure you download our new app. Find it on the App Store or Google Play. Just search KC Sports Network. Entertain. Educate. Inform. KC Sports Network.
Hey, welcome back. How we doing? The dude, we talked about the game. We talked about the upcoming game. I want to talk about how they launched a new collaboration t-shirt collection and couldn't sell them to people at the game. That was weird, right?
It was. One of the people that you bring, right, one of your friends, tried to go buy one of the shirts.
She wanted to buy
it. And she couldn't find it. And then I looked on Twitter, not looking for it, but then I saw a couple of people mention that they couldn't find it either. So it's kind of felt like a missed opportunity there.
I don't know. You know, someone dropped the ball, whether it was someone on the team or someone over at Mob or M-O-B-B. I don't know. Made Mob is what it's called. I don't know. See, it's a very expensive t-shirt. Bottom line, it's expensive.
You sound like me right now, man.
But it is. I don't know. I look at this stuff. Dude, fashion is whatever you want to pay for it. I get it. I have expensive shoes. You can see them right now over my shoulder. I buy expensive shoes. I like them. I know people buy expensive shirts, but when it's like, when it just feels like a t-shirt and I'm like, what? It's not even like moisture wicking or anything. Like give me some technology in it. You know, if you're going to charge me $50 or whatever it costs, I don't know, but someone dropped the ball. People wanted to buy the merch and it couldn't happen. So,
I mean, people liked it. People wanted to buy it, but they couldn't.
We'll get to the bottom of that. We're going to be little sassy sleuths and get to the bottom of it. So, dude, I don't know where else to. What am I missing here? Oh, hey, you put it. Sorry for yelling. Oh, you put in a little tidbit here. Attendance. Finally, some good news here. Prior to our game last Friday, we are fourth in average attendance of NWSL, behind, rightfully so, San Diego, Angel City, and Portland. So that's cool.
You brought up a good point when you watched the Angel City documentary, and it made me wonder, like, because we talked about attendance, we talked about fan support and just like sheer population density in these areas.
We got ratios here.
Yeah. And it made me wonder, and I'm very thankful for the Twitter handle Field of Vision, because I was literally going to do a spreadsheet and I was going to do the math myself. I thought about it. I knew what I was going to do, because it just made me wonder per capita, how is Kansas City doing? Thankfully, Field of Vision did this for me before
I got a chance. Well, we're like third, right? In that case,
we are third in attendance per capita. We are only,
which is surprising to me.
Yeah, I believe what
we're behind San Diego, who's behind Portland. So correct. Technically, Portland's number one, then San Diego. Okay.
Yep, and we have a 2022 metro population estimate. Or Kansas City was what, 2.2 million and some change. San Diego is 3.2 million. Portland's 2.5. So,
oh my God. What are
these? These are all estimates, by the way. So,
look at New York, New Jersey. Like, it's bad. Damn near 20 million. Look at all those people over there.
So, they have it broken down between average match attendance ratio. So, for the current, who are third, for every 204 people that live in the city, one attends a game. Portland, 151 people, one person attends a game. But like you said, New York, for every 4,144 people, one person attends.
Dude, Chicago's got a worse ratio than that, though, because of their metropolitan estimate. And that's, you know, it's basing it off of like Chicago, Naperville, Elgin, you know, the surrounding area. But like they cannot get people to games, can they?
And that team is for sale too.
It is.
So it is.
Let's do it, bro. What do you think? What do you think the price is?
You know, prior to the team coming back to Kansas City, we probably could have got it for like $2 or $3 million.
That ain't bad. Let's get a loan. Let's get a loan.
I think now it's like $50 million. So.
No, okay. No one's gonna loan us that money.
Nobody's gonna give us, and rightfully so.
You got a credit card?
I do, but I don't think it goes that high.
You're right. Yeah, I just got my limit raised.
Yeah. Like,
20,000. Can they take an IOU?
We need a big investment group is what we need.
That's what we need, right?
But I loved it because it just, you know, we talked about how Kansas City is a passionate fan base and per population, you know, we're one of the best.
Yeah.
And this is some metrics, some numbers that back it up. And I think once we move to the new stadium, that'll increase, probably have almost an every game sellout type situation.
I would think so. You know, your average attendance really cannot increase when you pack the stadium every time. So pretty cool that Angel City's able to get about 20,000 every game. Granted, a lot of people in that area, but that's still, they still have a pretty good ratio going on, man, for all those people to be getting 20,000 every time. But San Diego's getting 21,000 every time. So yeah. What a scene in California for women's soccer. That's, you know, LA Galaxy ain't doing shit, but you know, Angel City's packing the stadiums.
Well, not only that, but a lot of people give credit to the Wave for making the MLS team possible, because without them showing that, you know, soccer is big in San Diego, may not have gotten that MLS team.
That's true, man. I need to hit up San Diego. It just sounds gorgeous.
It is. It is. I'll be there in July. Let you know.
I know. You never invite me to Comic-Con. I don't get it.
But
you're laughing, but I mean it. I want an invite.
Next year, we'll make it happen.
I need to go. I've never been to a Comic-Con. Never been.
They're really hard to get tickets for. They go on sale, and it's one of those things where there's like 120 tickets that go on sale. Millions of people try, and it's kind of a lottery situation. But you're always lucky, so who knows?
I'm pretty lucky, man. I'm pretty lucky. I feel that, like, I haven't even gotten to Kansas City Comic Con, so I don't even know what I'm missing. Like, what should I do? I need to cosplay? My buddy says I could cosplay as John Wick.
I mean,
oh shit!
I don't see why not. Yeah, absolutely. I don't cosplay. I don't look like anything, and I'm too lazy. But a lot of people do, and it does look pretty cool.
Gotcha. Yeah. What would you cosplay as? Fucking, you'd cosplay as? You'd be fucking Ron from Kim Possible.
I don't even know who that is. I've heard of the show, but I've never watched Kim Possible.
You need to go Google Ron from Kim Possible, because I'm losing my mind and pissing my pants right now.
Oh, I'll have to do it after the show. You clearly think it's funny. You're tearing up over there.
Because I'm just, oh man, I don't know. There's something there. It's so funny. That came out of nowhere. I have not been sitting on that for a while, but it feels like I have.
Well, you've been sitting on, so you've thought about that for a while. No, and you've never.
I haven't. It just kind of came to me, and I'm crying right now.
Well, Nick thinks you make a sick John Wick, by the way. Our producer,
I would, dude.
So
when my hair is wet, I'll be like, I need a gun. That's how he talks, dude. It's acting 101. Keanu Reeves, so good.
I still need to catch up. I have Paramount, right? I need to get on it, man.
It's not on Paramount.
It's not Peacock.
Yeah, it's Peacock, man.
Yeah, okay, that's right. It starts with P. Like, when you have so many streaming services, they all run together. Who knows?
Holy shit.
Family plans, sir. Family plans. But one last thing. We have 5 remaining home games left for the regular season.
Huh? Is that it? 5
for the regular season. And then we have 8 road games. So it just kind of
use this face. Use this face as our still for YouTube. Just terrible, bro.
It just kind of goes back to, you know, and we won both of our games at home, right? If I remember correctly. Yeah. Yeah. Gotham and Orlando. So we're going to have to, the mountain just got a little taller there, man. So come support the team while you can for these regular season games, because we only have 5 left.
Wow. Good point. And then it's off to the new stadium. So it's June already, man. June is here. I'm excited for some Pride Night. You better get that Lady Gaga going on the speakers because I'm ready to get going. You get that dance cam? Chris loves the dance cam, by the way. I'll be dancing, trying to get that dance cam on him.
You have not told a bigger lie in your life than that. Every time there's a dance cam, I try to blend into the background. I sulk. I sink into my seat. I want no part of it.
Yeah.
I'm not a dancer.
Until there's a grown man next to you just hip thrusting.
I just have to cover up and wait till it's over.
He's trying to get that camera on me, dude. It hasn't happened yet, but we'll get it.
You'll get it. But man, nothing more. Come up, support the team. Pride Night should be a lot of fun.
Come on out.
Got to get some points, man.
I'm excited. I might even buy that scarf. That's good stuff.
It does look like a cool scarf.
Yeah. Maybe I'll trucker hat it. That's pretty nice too. Folks. All right. Cool. Thanks for joining in today. This was as fun as it can be on a little 4-game losing streak. Not sure if you knew that. So let's not make it 5. Let's go out there and get a win. No, I don't want to just have fun. I want to get a win. All right. I need it. I crave it. So, hey, if you haven't left, I know you haven't. You haven't left us an Apple review. Go leave us a 5-star rating and review so we can read it. I'm excited to read our first one next week. If it doesn't happen, well, I will cry on camera. I'll do it. You don't want to see it.
You will.
It's a blubbering mess. Anyways, you want to follow us on Twitter at NoOtherPod, at Dan Kuser, at ChrisWright21. Email us questions, concerns, comments, praise, NoOtherPod@gmail.com. That's it, man. We'll see you guys out there on Saturday, hopefully for 3 points at home. So let's get it. Until next week, we love you guys. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to KC Sports Network. We appreciate your support. Don't forget to hit that follow button and leave us a review if you like what you heard. You can find all 6 of our channels covering the Chiefs, Royals, Sporting KC, and the KC Current, plus KU, K-State, or Mizzou by searching KCSN wherever you listen to podcasts. We're also on YouTube. Entertain. Educate. Inform. KC Sports Network.